From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. As the opioid epidemic continues across the country, many states are looking for ways to reduce the number of overdose deaths. And while Missouri did not pass a prescription drug monitoring program this year, Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk reports that one harm reduction bill did pass the state legislature.
I'm so thrilled. Thrill doesn't even touch it.
Almost a week later, Tiffany Addington is still on the edge of her seat when we meet in a coffee shop in Pulaski County, Missouri.
Your call, walk out.
My mom called me and told me as well, and it didn't really hit me yet. And then I got off the phone and I went downstairs to put clothes in the laundry bin, and then it just really, it was like getting hit by a truck. I was like, holy crap, we did it. It passed. It actually happened.
The state legislature passed a bill expanding access to Narcan, also known as naloxone. It's the opioid overdose antidote that essentially brings a person dying from a heroin overdose back to life. If Governor Jay Nixon signs the bill, family and friends of addicts would be able to own and administer Narcan. Tiffany has been working toward this for 3 years, since her best friend James Carmack died of a heroin overdose at his mother's house.
When James died, it was immediately, we have to do something.
She says she looked at what other states were doing to prevent overdose deaths and found out about Narcan. She and others in the community ended up partnering with the county sheriff, Ron Long, and their state representative, Stephen Lynch, to get a law passed to put Narcan in police cruisers. Last year, the Pulaski County Sheriff's Department became the first in the state to carry naloxone in their cruisers. But Tiffany says it wasn't enough. So she started carrying naloxone and giving it to the concerned family and friends of addicts in the community. Even though it's not legal.
It's not a controlled substance. What it is that if I give that out or use it, it is practicing medicine without a license.
But she says it's worth the risk.
It's the right thing, and I would rather have it on me and possibly be able to help somebody.
Stephen Lynch, the state representative for Pulaski County, says he's excited the bill passed with bipartisan support, passing the Missouri House of Representatives 147-2.
I know that this Narcan bill will save hundreds of lives every year throughout the state.
Both Tiffany and Lynch agree that there is other harm reduction legislation that needs to be passed, like a Good Samaritan law. And Tiffany talks more about expanded access to treatment and needle exchanges. While the governor has not yet signed the bill into law, Lynch says he is
very confident that he's going to sign that bill.
And Tiffany says Governor Nixon would be
quite frankly, be stupid to not sign it.
A spokesperson for the governor's office says Governor Nixon has until mid-July to act on the bill, which would take effect on August 28th. And Tiffany admits that the success of the bill is bittersweet.
James is gone. We don't get him back. We don't get an opportunity to redo that. He's gone. Now, there are so many other people in this community. We get a chance to say, hey, you're still here. Let's make things better.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith.